Republican J.D. Vance hammers tax hike Tim Ryan for rubber-stamping Biden's leftist schemes to raise taxes. By Jacob Bliss on August 13, 2022. J.D. Vance, the Trump-backed Republican nominee for Ohio's U.S. Senate seat, released a statement Friday night hammering Democrat Senate hopeful Rep. Tim Ryan for a rubber-stamping President Joe Biden's far-left spending spree. Following the vote in the House of Representatives, where Ryan currently serves, to pass the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which would not reduce inflation, but, instead, would spend hundreds of billions of dollars on climate change and Obamacare programs. Vance said, "Tax hike Tim's vote today is a stab in the back to every Ohioan. By rubber-stamping Biden's leftist schemes, Ryan caused a tax hike on domestic manufacturing and a tax hike on low- and middle-income Americans," Vance said. In addition, it will be responsible for doubling of the size of the IRS through $80 billion in new funding and 87,000 new agents. A radical expansion which will empower the IRS to crush the middle class and small business owners, he explained. "He's a total fraud," Vance declared in his statement. While the IRS targets low- and middle-income Americans, Tim Ryan's wealthy, liberal allies get tax credits for electric cars that enrich the Chinese, Vance indicated. While Americans face the worst inflation we've seen in decades, Tim Ryan's focused on doing what he does best, bowing to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. "There is nothing moderate or working class about Tim Ryan," he indicated. Ryan, the one-time failed Democrat presidential hopeful, has voted with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time during his time in the House. And according to ProPublica, he has voted with the Speaker not just in the current Congress, but also in the last Congress. Additionally, the congressman has voted with Biden 100% of the time in Congress while he has been the president, according to 538, which keeps a tally of how often every member of the House and the Senate votes with or against the president. Ryan never voted against him. Breitbart News reported on Thursday that the Republican leadership was whipping voting to ensure no Republicans vote for the bill. Breitbart News added on Friday. "Since the legislation uses budgetary reconciliation, Republicans cannot stop Democrats from passing the bill." However, one senior House Republican staffer explained that they plan on making Democrats own the bill, which includes highlighting the deleterious effects of the bill. "The legislation would allow Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs, extend enhanced Obamacare subsidies for 3 years, which would cost $64 billion. Reduce the deficit by $300 billion. Increase taxes while America just entered a recession. Boost funding for the IRS by $80 billion, which would make the agency larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. Create hundreds of billions of dollars in green energy / funds for the federal government to dole out. The bill contains budget gimmicks and fake offsets that mask the true cost of the bill." Interestingly enough, Ryan voted for the bill in person during a time when voting by proxy has come under greater scrutiny, as House Republican Representative Chip Roy has called the ability to have other members vote on one's behalf absurd and bullshit. Ryan's voting in person, however, is relevant, as a federal ethics watchdog group recently filed a complaint against him for abusing House proxy voting rules by stating in his official capacity he was unable to attend in person due to the ongoing pandemic, despite attending in-person campaign events. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.